Well, back to work. Now to get into these old duds of Wilma's. I'll duck behind here.
Well, back to work. Better punch in. Wow!
Uh-oh. Hope Charlie doesn't recognize me.
Fresh guy. By the way, Fred, I thought you'd be going to the big baseball game today.
Bad chance I got. I'm flat broke. Besides, Slate the boss is showing a customer around the place. I could never sneak off. Uh-oh. Here they come now. We better stop gabbing and start working.
Yes, sir, Senor Rocco. You won't make a mistake buying from us. Top quality stone and rock bottom prices.
See, perhaps we can do business.
Yes, sir. Slate Stone Company, the pebble's choice. Well, what say we go to the club for lunch? And this afternoon we'll take in a ball game.
Bueno. And then perhaps we go dancing with some señoritas, yes?
Señoritas? Well, now, I'll try. Sure.
Lunch!
What you got for lunch, Fred?
Chicken sandwich.
Wow, chicken. Pretty lucky.
Hey, this isn't chicken, it's chopped egg.
Egg? Maybe you just didn't wait long enough.
Hey, take it easy. Yeah, clumsy blimp, give me that lunch pail. What am I gonna do with this?
I don't know, pal, but if it was any thinner, you could shave with it.
Guess I'll have to go home for lunch.
Hey, Fred. Hey, what are you doing home?
A dinosaur sat on my lunchbox. Look at that, flat as a pancake.
Well, it might have been worse, Fred. You could have sat on it.
Oh, now that's humorous. Very humorous. And how come you're home?
Oh, just took the day off. Thought I'd go to the baseball game.
The ball game? You really going?
Yep. You see what it says here? Admit one, and I'm the one.
Yeah. Gee, I'd sure like to take in that game. Wilma, I'm home. I guess she's going out. If there was only some way I could lay my hands on a couple of bucks. You see what I see, Barney?
It looks like a lady's pocketbook.
And what's inside a lady's pocketbook?
Well, there's can openers, beads, golf balls, string, flashlights, candy bars, house keys, bananas.
Now, Barney, money, mazuma, lettuce.
Oh, yeah, that too.
It's the answer to a prayer. Barney, I am practically at the ball game now.
Oh, but Fred, you can't take it. It's hers.
Barney, this is money, not towels. It ain't marked his and hers. Now, Dino, down, boy. Down, it's me, the Lord and Master. All the times that mutt picks to be a watchdog.
Hey, give it up, Fred.
Before you can put the bite on Wilma, Dino's gonna put the bite on you.
I know how to handle this. Dino, come on, boy. Got a nice Bronto steak for you. There you are, boy. Now, the money.
Fred! What are you doing home?
Hello, honey. Just thought I'd come home for some change. I mean, for a change.
Oh, that's nice, dear. And I see you found my pocketbook. Oh, couldn't remember where I'd left it. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Oh, Fred.
Yes, dear?
Would you take that box of my old clothes to the rummage sale on your way back to work?
Yeah, sure.
Well, anyway, she saved you from a life of crime.
A minute sooner and we'd have been on our way to the ball game.
Yeah, too bad you're gonna miss it, pal. There'll be a big crowd. It's a ladies' day.
Ladies' day, huh?
Yep. Any paying customer can take in a girlfriend free.
You're not taking Benny, are you?
My wife? Nah. I told you, Fred, this is my day off.
Yeah. Hey, Barney, how would you like to take a girl?
A girl? What girl?
Me. You? Who's to know? I'll wear this dress. What do you think, Barney?
No. I don't think so. Definitely not.
Why not?
It's just not your color, Fred. You'd look much better in basic black with pearls.
All right. Look, I go back, check in the job, put this outfit on, sneak off, and meet you downtown.
Fred, I'm leaving. See you tonight, honey. I have to go shopping. Bye, boys.
Oh, goodbye, Wilma.
Darn old lipstick. Give me a handkerchief, huh, Barney?
Yeah, here you are, Fred.
Now, I'll see you downtown in front of the hotel at 2 o'clock.
It's a date. You know, Fred, we always been good pals, but this is the first time we tried going steady.
Who is it?
Almost ready, Benny?
Oh, yeah, Wilma. Just let me get the rest of the laundry in the washing machine. Okay, Sophie. Start agitating.
I'm leaving now, Betty.
Well, have a nice time.
Yeah, oh, I will. Here, I got one more thing for the laundry. Bye, Betty.
Bye.
Betty, what's wrong?
Barney's handkerchief is covered with lipstick.
That's cute.
But it's not my lipstick.
That's awful.
You know, he was acting peculiar, laughing and giggling. Imagine another woman, and here I am spending the best years of my life slaving and working for him.
Me too.
But how can you be sure there's someone else?
Oh, I'm sure, all right. A woman can sense these things.
Gee, Betty.
I bet he's going to see her right now. Well, he's not going to get away with it. Come on. I can't wait to get my hands on him and that shameless hussy he's running around with.
Well, back to work. Now to get into these old duds of Wilma's. I'll duck behind here.
Well, back to work. Better punch in. Wow!
Uh-oh. Hope Charlie doesn't recognize me.
Fresh guy.
I wonder what's keeping Fred. It's close to game time. Gee, that could be him. I better check. Hiya, Fatso.
I beg your pardon.
Excuse me. I thought you was Fred.
Did you hear that? I've never been so insulted in my life.
Oh, come on, honey. You must have been.
The idea. I ask you, do I look like a Fred?
A Fred? No. A Sam, yes. But a Fred, no.
That you, Fred?
You masher! Officer! Help! Help!
Can I help you, sir?
Well, I'm just looking for someone.
Man or woman?
Why, that depends. I guess a woman. She's tall, fat, with a big nose, a loud voice, and wearing a dress like you'd find in a rummage sale.
You sure can pick 'em, can't you, Mac?
Oh, never mind. I can probably find 'em myself.
You probably can, but let me ask you this, friend. Why bother?
Now, where's that Barney?
Anything wrong, lady?
What?
I'm looking for a fellow, a little guy about so high with a pointy nose.
Oh, he's been fresh with you too, huh? That guy needs a little talking to. He could use some eyeglasses too.
Maybe Barney's waiting inside. Barney!
Fred! Gee, you're a sight for sore eyes. Well, anyway, you're a sight.
Good enough to fool him at the gate, though.
Wilma, there's Barney's car.
He must be around here somewhere.
Come on, Wilma.
Wait here, driver.
Can I help you, ladies?
We're looking for a man.
He's a little guy about...
I know. About this high with a pointy nose.
That's right. How did you know?
He's been annoying every woman on the block.
He has. Wait till I get a hold of him.
Yep. You are numbers 4 and 5. Obviously, a fiend is on the loose. I better call the Sarge. We'll need more men.
You'll need an ambulance, too.
Where's your car, Barney?
Up front. Let's go.
Maybe he's in there.
Come on.
To the ballpark, Barney dear.
Right, Fred? Honey?
Hey, that's him.
Did you see him come out, officer?
He just took off in a car.
Alone?
No, with a woman.
Coming, Wilma? What a question.
Follow that car.
Step on it, Barney. The game's about to begin.
Well, yeah, that's right. How's that, Fred?
Now maybe we'll get there in time.
Faster, driver, faster. They must have seen us.
Hey, there's a taxi cab seems to be following us.
So what? Probably somebody else going to the game.
I was just thinking, wonder what Wilma would say if she knew you were going instead of working.
Barney, do you have to spoil everything?
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred.
Barney, where are we?
At the ballpark, Fred. Hey, let's hurry.
Tickets, please.
After you, my sweet.
Thank you, dear.
Here's your ticket, Bob. Hey, what's the matter? I can take her in free, can I?
Yeah. But think it over, Mac. Are you sure it's worth it?
How do you like that? He wouldn't take me to the game, but he'd take that shameless hussy. Did a little man just come in about so big with a pointy nose?
He just went in.
Was he alone?
No, he wasn't alone. But it would have been an improvement.
Let's go, Wilma.
Just a minute, ladies. Where's your ticket?
It's Ladies' Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm with her.
Then where's your ticket?
It's Ladies' Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm with her.
Oh.
Aha! It's Ladies' Day. That's why he came here. Did a little man just come in? He's...
I know. About so big with a pointy nose. Now, he's here.
Come on, Sarge.
Yeah, let's get him.
You mind telling me, officer, why is everybody so interested in finding that guy?
He's one of these smart guys, you know, considers himself a ladies' man.
A ladies' man? You wouldn't think so if you saw the sample he brought in.
Well, we're inside. Let me get this rig off.
Well, how are you going to take it off?
No problem. I just step into the men's washroom.
Well, you can't do that, Fred.
Why not?
Look at yourself.
Huh? Oh, yeah, this outfit.
You got to go into the ladies' powder room now.
Yeah, I wonder where it is. Hey, I can't go in there either.
Why not? Oh, yeah. You were wrong, Fred. You have got a problem.
Ah, the heck with it. Come on, let's go see the game.
I'm with you, Fred.
How how are we ever going to find them in this crowd?
Just keep looking. We'll find them.
You really think it's worth all the bother?
Of course, Sarge. How would you like it if he tried to steal your wife?
Well, if you think there's a chance, I'll go get her.
Come on. All right, let's play ball.
We just made it in time.
It sure is crowded.
Right in your old pocket.
Strike one! I mean, ball one.
Hey, there's only this one seat left.
Excuse me, sir. Is this seat taken?
Huh? Oh, no, it's not, lady.
Sit down, dear. I hope we're not crowding you boys.
Strike two!
Boo! You was robbed. Throw the umpire out.
Hey, it's coming toward us.
I see it. Out of my way. Not bad. I can still handle the hot ones. Here you are, Barney boy. A little souvenir.
Gee, thanks, Fred.
Who caught the ball?
A guy over there in section 23. A little fellow with a pointy nose.
Did you hear that, Betty?
It's him. Come on.
I could use a hot dog. How about you?
Yeah, good idea. Let's go to the stand and get him.
Ooh, wait till I get my hands on him.
Hey, Fred, look. There's Betty and Wilma.
Betty and Wilma? Barney, duck back here. Oh, that was a close one.
Hey, Fred, the cops duck back. They must be after us.
Boy, oh boy, you sure can get into messes. Come on. Hold it, hold it.
What's the matter, Fred?
Look, Mr. Slate, my boss. Back, Barney. The cops. Not that way either.
Oh, Betty and Wilma, we're surrounded. What do we do, Fred?
Let's go back to Slate. He won't recognize me in this getup.
Nice game, eh?
Not bad, but when do we meet the senoritas?
Hi, Mr. Slate. I'm Barney Rubble, a friend of Fred Flintstone's.
Oh, yes. How are you? Meet Signor Rocco.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. And this is Frederica.
Yeah, how do you do?
How lovely you are, my dear.
Excuse me. I have to phone the office.
There he is, with that shameless hussy.
Wait a minute. That dress, that hat. Why, they're mine. You know who that is? It's Fred.
Fred, are you sure?
I'd recognize those feet anywhere.
Oh, I get it. He sneaked in on Barney's ticket for Ladies' Day. Oh, and to think I was upset, the dear boy.
But Fred is supposed to be at work. I think we should teach him a lesson. Come on.
Ah, Senorita Frederica, you have charmed me from the moment I saw you.
Hi, Barney.
Hi, girls. What a surprise. Meet Senor Rocco and Frederica.
Easy.
What's the matter, my pet?
Well, I hardly know you.
Maybe they want to be alone.
Don't they make a lovely couple?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that reminds me. Barney, I'm dying for a couple of hot dogs.
Okay, buddy.
Why don't we sneak off somewhere quiet, the two of us?
That sounds so romantic. Why don't you?
Oh, come on. Now, I'm just not that kind of a girl.
Go ahead, dearie. You'll have the time of your life.
Si. We will dance the tango. Oh, you dance divinely. Magnifico, my dove. Olé!
I'm warning you. I go steady with another fellow.
The one you were with? He is just a little pipsqueak.
Yes, but he's awful nasty for his size.
You're going with Barney? But he's already married.
Oh, but he just did that to make his wife jealous. What's the difference?
Yeah, you're so right. Say, Senor Rocco, I like to go dancing. Why not take me?
Splendid idea. Come, my dear. We will dance in the clubhouse.
You're a married woman.
Like you said, Frederica, what's the difference? And besides, my husband will be at work for hours. Ta-ta, Frederica.
Wait a minute. I got something to tell you.
Hey, sorry, miss. No unescorted ladies permitted.
all right, I'll be back in a minute with my date.
If I was a betting man, I'd put a year's salary against it.
Pretty good hot dog, eh, buddy?
Mmm, it's delicious.
Shh, Bonnie.
What's that noise?
Must be my hot dog. It's still sizzling.
Oh.
Hey, what's the big idea, Frederica?
Come on, we're going to the clubhouse.
Oh, but I haven't finished my hot dog.
Never mind the hot dog. Come on.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Get in there. My date.
Well, I've seen him thrown out. That's the first time I've ever seen him thrown in.
Senorita, my sweet, you are heavenly.
There they are. They're dancing.
Well, why not? That's dance music. What do you expect them to do, play polo?
I changed my mind. I think I should tell you that...
There will be time to talk later, my beautiful pigeon.
Come on, Bonnie, dance me over to them.
Can't we just sit this one out? Well, my feet are killing me. Besides, I don't know how to dance the tango.
Just do what he does. I gotta get out there and hear what's going on. Come on.
Well, if you insist, my dear.
Ah, my little chihuahua. You are so lovely, so very lovely.
Fred? I could get to like this.
Listen.
We shall fly away together. You do something for me. Olay!
Now here's a little something for you. Olay!
Well, that's more like it. Things are back to normal.
That ought to learn you a lesson.
Why, Frederica, what big muscles you have.
Wilma, it's me, honey.
I never would have known.
Forgive me, Wilma. I promise I'll never play hooky from work again.
I'm glad I'm not married to the sort of girl who likes to go dancing with strangers.
Well, all straightened out?
Yes.
Shall we be going?
Yes.
Wait a minute. The police are looking for me. They'll be at the gate. I'm trapped.
Don't worry, Bonnie boy. Just leave it to me. The old Flintstone noggin will save the day cleverly, as per usual.
Oh, boy.
Come along, girls.
Coming, Fred.
Well, not so fast. We have to wait for dear old Grandma.
Coming, children. Wonderful game today, wasn't it, boys?
It's him.
Right.
It's nice of you boys to see your little old lady to her car. I'll have to knit you some socks.
Good. And you'll have plenty of time. In the hoose gown.
The hoose gown? But.
Oh, no, I can't watch.
I'm innocent. Help, please.
Goodbye, Barney.
You're not mad at me, Fred.
Mad? Why should I be?
Well, gee, Fred, I ruined your best dress.
Barney.